So, you guys, what is the 411?
This is the 411.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the 411. This is the new news show on WBDG. I am Miles Sprong, and I'm joined here by Lorelei Smith as my kind of guest today. Yep. All right. How are you doing today, Lorelei?
I'm doing great. It's a nice day out. It's going to be a warm day, unlike yesterday. It was a bit cooler yesterday, my opinion.
Yeah, I could agree with that. All right. So we got quite a bit to cover today. This show is more going to be like news events from the past week because it's a weekly show, and we're just going to cover some things maybe you missed, some important things, some things like some headlines I thought were kind of interesting, maybe a little funny sometimes. Then we're just going to discuss them a little bit. So, let's just jump right into it. Biggest news for anyone living in the Indianapolis area that likes some very particular pop artist, but Taylor Swift is coming to Indianapolis in November of 2024. I know I'm excited for it. I don't know if I'm going to be able to get tickets,
so
but I know I'm excited for it. And I know a lot of people are too. It's been a buzz around the school, especially the choir department at my school, which is what I do. So I'm pumped about it. Hopefully I can get some tickets. If I can't, it is what it is, but you know.
Yeah, I know a lot of my family members have already signed up to get tickets.
Oh yeah, I'm registered.
We're registered too.
I registered on the first day. Like I'm repped and ready. In other news and entertainment, if you've heard about the whole Barbie and Oppenheimer thing, that's combined for over $1.5 billion already.
Already? What?
It's only been like 2 weeks.
2 weeks? Yeah.
Or maybe a little longer than that, but. Yeah,
they were really good movies.
Yeah, I mean, both of them are fantastic. I watched both of them. They were outstanding. I personally like more artistic films, so I watch, or not artistic, but like, kind of artistic films. So I preferred Oppenheimer, but Barbie was still really amazing. Barbie has grossed over $1 billion already, which is the most by a female director ever. So congrats to Greta Gerwig on that. And Oppenheimer has set a record for most box office for a World War II movie, passing Dunkirk and Saving Private Ryan with $500 million, which isn't quite as much, but still a pretty big number for a World War II movie, which don't usually get that much. I saw both those movies. I thought they were outstanding, and Christopher Nolan, one of his best works yet. Barbie was one of Margot Robbie's best movie, if not, or one of them at least.
So, Miles, when you went and saw the Barbie movie, did you dress up?
No.
Ah.
I did not take part in that trend. I didn't care for it that much, so I just decided not to do it. I saw with my friend Michael. Shout out to Michael. We had a great time. Half or over $1 billion already.
That's crazy.
Another entertainment news. This weekend was a major weekend for the Paul brothers. I know probably not a lot of people like these guys or care about them, but they both have made splashes in the combat world. Jake Paul facing Nate Diaz, who's one of the most prolific UFC fighters ever, and beat him on a unanimous decision in a boxing match. And then Logan Paul taking down Ricochet in WWE, which I watched the replay of, and it was very entertaining.
I think I saw that.
Oh yeah,
I was eating wings at a restaurant.
Oh yeah, it was great. It was so much fun to watch. I like WWE. I mean, obviously it's not real, but I really like it. But Nate Diaz actually already is trying to plan a rematch with Jake Paul because he claimed that he was injured and that it was unfair. So
it sounds like he's a bit bitter.
Oh, he's really bitter.
Yeah.
I mean, him being one of the most prolific fighters in in UFC history and then losing to an influencer is really, like, got to hit the ego. But, and Conor McGregor who's one of the more prolific fighters, also is not happy about the about Nate Diaz's loss. But, you know.
It's like the influencers are gaining up upon
the
pro wrestler.
I mean, they've gotten up. I mean, influencers have gotten up into this industry for a while now.
Yeah, because you have, like, those influencer tournaments that, like, I think it's Twitch holds sometimes, isn't it?
It's, or they did, like, a YouTuber TikToker thing one year that I really liked. And they also do Creator Clash, but I don't know if that's, like,
I don't know what
specific to one platform. So Paul Brothers influencers making a little, making a big splash in the boxing and combat scene this weekend. And speaking of combat, I know the most highly anticipated combat match probably in the last ever and forever. Mark Zuckerberg, the CEO of Meta, versus Elon Musk, who owns pretty much everything.
Who do you want to win?
I mean, I kind of want Elon, or I, no, I lied. I want Mark Zuckerberg to win.
Yes.
Mostly because of that clip of him talking about smoking meats for 3 minutes, which is hilarious. I recommend watching that. But yeah, so they're doing a cage fight that apparently is going to be live streamed on X, not Twitter anymore. Oh. It's X.
I've heard a lot about it.
Oh, I mean,
by many different creators I've watched recently too.
Oh yeah, the whole rebrand. Yeah. I don't care for that much personally, but I know that it's just the direction that he wanted to take it. Perfectly cool with that. But I did hear he is trying to sell Twitter, X. So maybe that'll be changed back.
Did you see the giant flashing bright X he made?
Oh yeah, that got taken down like 2 days later. it was ridiculous. But yeah, so Mark Zuckerberg is getting really impatient because Elon Musk is pushing back the fight because he said he needs to have surgery first that would prevent the date that Zuckerberg wanted to set up. So we'll get more on that probably in the next couple months. We'll see if this actually happens, which would be a spectacle to say the least. I mean, Zuckerberg's trained with some UFC fighters like Israel Adesanya. I butchered that name so hard just now, but it's fine.
Pull it up on Google and listen to how it's pronounced.
I don't feel like it. I've apparently got a lot of fighting here today, but legendary Mike Tyson has been training with Francis Ngannou for the Tyson Fury fight, which is a big upside to Ngannou. I know both of them are really great. And that's going to be a pretty highly anticipated match. I'm not even really that much of a fighting fan. I just saw a bunch of fighting headlines, so I guess that's where we're going with this. Staying out of fighting, but staying in entertainment. For all you horror movie fans out there, this is a big thing. Scream 7, the newest Scream movie, to be directed by Christopher Landon, who has directed so many good movies like Freaky, Happy Death Day, all of that, which do take more of a comedic direction, but it sounds like, from what I've heard, he's taking a more serious direction after this whole writer's strike is over.
Personally, that's not for me.
Yeah, I mean,
horror movies are not for me.
It's not for everyone. I really love them. I'm going to the Horror Hound convention here in Indy in a couple weeks, so I'm really excited about that. Hopefully I get to meet the guy who plays Freddy Krueger, Robert Englund, absolute legend.
That's really cool.
Yeah, I'm really excited about it. Shout out to my parents for getting me the tickets for Christmas. And again, staying in the horror industry, new Saw movie. I'm really excited. It's not for everyone. Even when it comes to horror fans, it's not for everyone, but I'm excited.
What number of Saw movie is this?
I mean, it's Saw X, so it's Saw 10.
Oh, I didn't know there was that many.
They've done a couple spinoffs, they did a spinoff in 2017 that was kind of like a prequel sequel thing, and then they did one that had nothing to do with the original story with Chris Rock.
Do you think the new ones are comparing to like the original?
Oh no, I mean as much as I love the franchise, from after Saw like 4, it goes downhill pretty quickly.
Why do you keep doing this?
Yeah, I mean, I'm not complaining. I still love the movies, but they went a little downhill. Yeah. So going away from horror movies, not everyone's seen, but going away from horror movies, Warner Brothers is producing a live action Monopoly movie.
That sounds really okay.
Whoever plays, they need
I'm
to
excited
make.
For this.
Yeah, they need to make the perfect casting choice for the Monopoly man.
I heard a lot of the new. I've heard like rumors about movies about different toys since the Barbie movie has come out.
Oh yeah, I mean Mattel, I think said something about how they've already planned like.
God, I forget
15 movies already, just about different toys. But yeah, so they're coming out with, or they just acquired the rights to Monopoly, so we'll see if that movie pans out, who plays the Monopoly man, which I think is going to be the big question.
Danny DeVito.
On that is a great choice. and then also Quentin Tarantino, I think I've heard that this is his last movie. He's making his last movie again after the writer's strike, which is a big deal right now. They're still holding out strong. We'll see how that all plays out. If they're going to get their, demands. If they get their demands or not.
Their wishes.
Yeah, their wishes. That's better. After all of that, Quentin Tarantino, I'm pretty sure, I don't know if he's going to be making his last movie, but he's giving Bruce Willis a small role after Bruce Willis, if you haven't heard, has been struggling lately with disease. I think it's Alzheimer's, I believe.
Yeah, I don't remember.
I'm pretty sure it's Alzheimer's, though. So he's been struggling with that the last couple of years. And as a little nod of respect to the legendary actor, Quentin Tarantino will be giving him a small role in his new film. Even if it's not Tarantino's last movie, it most likely will be Bruce Willis's last movie, just because of his condition.
It's dementia.
Oh, it's dementia. Okay. Well, yeah. My fault. It's dementia. I lied. But still, he's not getting too much better. As it is with that condition. So a little somber news, but yeah, as a final send off to Willis's acting career, Tarantino is going to be giving him a small role in his last film.
Do we know what the movie is or film?
I don't think that I've seen anything, but maybe I just missed that part. The Movie Critic. Okay, I missed that part, but it's The Movie Critic, which is set in the 1970s. Set in the 1970s, and the logline details are being kept in a suitcase, but sources describe the story as being set in the late 70s, Los Angeles, with a female lead at its center. So it's about one of the most influential movie critics of all time, Pauline Kael.
That seems quite interesting.
Yeah. I think it's a Tarantino movie. I've seen a couple. They're all really good. But we'll see how it goes. It's Quentin Tarantino's final film, as well as probably Bruce Willis's last film. Yeah. Tarantino just wanted to end on 10 directed movies flat, which I can respect him for. It's a good number. Let's see. So we're going to go. That's the end of like the entertainment stuff that I have. So we are going to go to a little commercial break for a little PSA, and then we'll get back to you in about a minute.
The IHSAA, in partnership with the state of Indiana, wants to clear the air regarding our state's vaping epidemic. Why do people vape?
I am a cloud maker.
I am a flavor chaser.
I am a buzz seeker.
What do they think they're vaping?
I like blueberry lemon haze.
Mmm, cucumber mint.
Wild watermelon for me.
But what are they really inhaling?
Wait, arsenic?
Formaldehyde?
Lead? Ugh.
Vaping is not harmless. It is highly addictive. It can cause irreversible damage to your kidneys and lungs. It can ruin your life. Visit the IHSAA website, don'tpuffthisstuff.com, to better understand what vaping is and what it can do to you.
All right, and welcome back. That was just a short little break. So in conclusion, based on that PSA, don't vape. It's not good for you. So now we're kind of on to more current or more like important current news. We're going into a little bit of a somber note right here for a minute.
It's sad. Yeah.
So, as we all know, Paul, or probably not all of us, but Paul Rubens, the guy who played the legendary Pee-wee Herman, he's been in other stuff, but he's most known for Pee-wee Herman.
Yeah.
Pee-wee's Playhouse, the Pee-wee Herman Show, Pee-wee's Big Adventure, all of that. Recently lost his battle to cancer a couple days ago, and it's really sad because he was outstanding as Pee-wee Herman. He's, like, undoubtedly a legend.
Yeah, I know my family was really sad about it. So we decided to watch, like, a bunch of Pee-wee stuff that night.
Oh, yeah. I mean,
we just had, like, a little Pee-wee movie marathon.
Yeah. It's terrible. Rest in peace to him. I don't know how old he was. I think he was in his 80s, though. So he still lived a pretty long life. All right, here. Let me just fact check myself real fast so I don't sound stupid. Okay, so if we do the math here, he was 81. No, so, 70. I don't mind me. I mean, 70. He was 70 years old, which is still a good long life.
Still a long life, yeah.
Rest in peace, Paul Rubens. Absolute legend. Then another celebrity death. We have Angus Cloud from the show Euphoria. I haven't seen Euphoria.
I haven't either,
yet,
no.
Mm-hmm. But from what I've heard, at least, he was great in the show, great guy. I know that all of the cast was really heartbroken. He was taken way too young. He was taken at 25. I haven't seen any release on cause of death, which if that's the family's wishes, then so be it. I'll respect that.
I would respect that, yes.
So, and then the last kind of somber death we have is Margolese, who's best known for Hector Salamanca in the Breaking Bad universe with Breaking Bad, Better Call Saul. Even though in Breaking Bad he didn't speak that much, he didn't speak at all, really.
He was still a good character.
He was still a great character. I know in Better Call Saul he talks a lot more, but I haven't seen that yet, which I've been meaning to get to. But, and he was great in Breaking Bad. So, rest in peace to him. I think he lived a good long life, too. I think he was, like... I think he was 88 or something like that.
Yeah. He's lived a good life, then.
Yeah, he was born in 1939.
Oh.
Died at 83. Rest in peace to all those people. They're undeniably iconic in the entertainment world. I know I'm big fans of a couple of them. So we're gonna stray from that. More like current events stuff. The Voyager 2 from NASA lost contact for a couple days about a week ago. They just completely lost... They lost the satellite. It was in the middle of space. I don't know why I had to preface
that. I feel like that's very scary.
Losing contact for something that's investigating space and just completely getting cut off from
like
it.
Like, you lose research from that, too.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. But immediately, like, 3 days later, they got contact back with it. So I don't know what happened with that. I don't know if aliens bugged it. I don't know.
There's an alien invasion on the spacecraft.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. Maybe it got... Maybe, like, the satellite got damaged and something just got knocked out and came back online. There's
a lot of space debris.
I mean, yeah. So there's a lot of speculation behind that. I don't personally know what is going on with that, but...
We'll probably learn about something sooner or later.
Oh, yeah. I mean, NASA always comes back with something, whether it's good or bad. Hopefully it's something better on...
I mean, if they don't mention anything, then we could suspect aliens.
Yeah, I'd rather not suspect aliens after that whole Congress hearing with the guy who under oath said that aliens are real, which kind of freaks me out a little bit.
No, thank
you. Yeah, I'm okay. I mean, I appreciate what aliens are trying to do, but if you could just, like, stay out of...
Yeah, we're nice here. People. You don't need to figure us out.
We're good most of the time, I would say.
Most of the time, yes.
So I'd rather them not do that, personally, but...
I've watched too many alien horror movies.
I mean, yeah. I mean, those are always something.
That's, like, the only horror I've ever watched.
Oh, yeah, like Independence Day, which is iconic. Yes. I mean, there's a lot of stuff like that. But, yeah, so Voyager 2 lost contact and then immediately got it back. So hopefully they come back with some good research from... out in deep space. And another, or now relating to our planet and not just space travel, Antarctica, you know, Antarctica, it's always cold there.
Yeah.
We're too cold to inhabit, apparently, is missing a huge chunk of ice, which is actually the size of Argentina.
That's crazy. That's not good.
I feel like that's one of the, like, more bigger countries in the world, yeah. I think. Yeah, like, based off
it's
of,
like... It's one of, like, the biggest ones in South America.
Yeah, like, based off of surface area and all that.
If I'm looking at a map correctly. Well, I guess Brazil's very big.
I mean, yeah, I think... Or I'm pretty sure that... Here, let's... There's a lot of fact-checking this episode because I sometimes... All right, it's 1.074 million square miles, which is a ton, and from what I'm looking at, it's a lot of South America. It's the eighth largest country in the world and the second largest country in South America, and Antarctica is just somehow missing a whole piece of ice that's the size of one of the top 10 largest countries in the world.
Yeah, that doesn't sound that good.
Yeah, no, not at all.
No, that's not good.
How does that happen? Like, how does that just go missing, you know? I don't want to say it's aliens, so I'm not going to say it's aliens. But I just want to know how that would disappear like that. That's just not something that happens. You know, like, I don't understand how... You could just lose a whole piece of ice.
Global warming, yeah.
Yeah, I didn't think about global warming. Thank you, Landon. Thank you, Big Nelly. I just completely forgot global warming was a thing.
Global warming is a thing.
Yeah, not a hot take, but global warming is a thing.
And it's not good.
Did not even think about the fact that it could be global warming. It's early in the morning.
It is early.
I just woke up like...
2 hours ago. That was me. Two hours ago.
For me, it was like an hour and a half ago. I got up late. But, like, it's just completely forgot about the facts. So, early morning, global warming. That's what it is. In other news, it looks like travel is going to be a little more expensive, a little more difficult now. Because the U.S. citizens are now required... Starting in 2024.
Take their passports?
No, you have to buy a new visa every time you travel is what I think it is. What? It's something along the lines of that, I think.
I knew about the passport thing.
Is that what it is?
I don't remember.
I'm pretty sure the...
Passport's out of the country. Yeah, I know that because I've been out of country, so... And I had to renew it.
What up? Woo. Man, my mic. Man. Hey, everybody. It's Landon Nelson, a.k.a. Big Nelly. Miles, I do have a question. So you're talking about the visa and every time you travel. My question, so is that, that's by plane. So by plane. So are they going to make it for, I mean, I'm not trying to sound dumb, but like, you know, you're driving in a car, right? Driving through, you know, state to state. Is that going to be a thing for that, or is that just flying in just general?
Oh, no. I meant for like more international travel.
Okay.
I should have been more clear about that. That's my fault. But
I thought it was going to be like, you know, like every state you're going in, you're going to have to be required to have a visa.
Yeah, there was something new required for the states, but I don't remember what it was.
Here, I'm trying to find where it is here. Well, it says right here that not all countries require visas for American travelers, but U.S. do. But I don't know if that is talking about passports.
Because you definitely have to have a passport to leave the United States if you're going to a foreign country.
Oh, yeah, 100%. I know where I found this article. Just let me find it real fast.
See, I would help, but my phone doesn't work.
Just because I didn't properly prepare this article beforehand. This is the only one where I apparently didn't do my homework, I guess you could say. Okay. So, U.S. passport holders traveling to Europe will require authorization through the European Travel System before their visit. So, there's electronic travel information is connected to the passport and allows them to enter 30 European countries for up to 90 days within any 180-day period. So, you can go... Yeah, it costs $8 for an application.
Okay,
so every time,
that's not bad at all.
No.
So every like 6 months, you have to pay $8 to get a new visa for whatever country you're going to.
Because like I did not know that. Maybe my dad knows it because he's going on with me the trip. But I'm going to Europe in the spring next year.
Yeah.
So I kind of need to have that. Then.
I've never left the United States. I mean, I've been to, I'm trying to think how many states I've been to, but I mean, I've been to, I'm going to say at least, you know, close to 10 states. If I'm going to be really, you know, I'm going to say I'm in Michigan, Illinois, Minnesota, Wisconsin, Kentucky, Tennessee, Alabama, Florida, Georgia. So there's 9.
Did you count Indiana?
Well, I don't count. And then Ohio. So that's 10. And then I guess you could count, I mean, Indiana. I live here, so that's 11.
Yeah.
And Missouri, so that's now 12. So I've been to 12. Actually, I've just recounted that. I've been to 12 states. But anyways, before I leave the country to go to Europe, I mean, obviously I want to go to Italy. I'm Italian, and that's part of my, you know, ancestry. I mean, I'd love to travel to Europe. But I'm going to try to go to all 50 states before I go to Europe. So that's a goal. I know some of the states, you know, aren't as, you know, no offense to the states that aren't as cool as others. That's just how it is.
No offense to you, Delaware.
No, Rhode Island. No, but like, you know, but that's just the goal, you know, just to go to all 50 states and just, you know, travel to Europe after. I mean, like, I really want to go to Scotland, Ireland.
Oh, I went to Ireland for fall break last year. It's a beautiful country. Beautiful country. Really nice people. It takes a little getting used to with the sleep schedule and driving on the wrong side of the road. But other than that, it's really beautiful country. Shout out to my grandparents for paying for the plane tickets for that trip because they're big into family history and they wanted us to go to Ireland. So, yeah, it was really fun time. And then over the summer, me, my mom, my dad, and my brother, we went on like a road trip. We flew out to LA and then we drove back.
Well, that's sick.
See, we were planning to do that this summer, but it was like, it was really expensive to rent an RV and do that.
We didn't even rent an RV. We just like, or we rented like a car for 2 weeks and then we just booked hotel rooms.
Favorite state driving back from California?
I mean, there were a lot of good ones. I mean, if we're talking like
sights,
sights in the state, you know,
I think it's gotta be, this is I've got a friend that lives here, and I've bashed this state for a couple of years, but or who used to live in this state. South Dakota was fantastic. I mean, you got the Crazy Horse Memorial, which we could have spent all day at. I mean, it was ridiculous. I mean, it's been 75, 50 years, one of the two, and they're still not even close to being done with the monument because it's a tribute to Chief Crazy Horse, and his, like, flowing hair is already, like, the size of Mount Rushmore by itself.
That's
crazy.
That's awesome.
Yeah. And it's not government funded either, so it's going to be a...
Which, also, Mount Rushmore's in South Dakota as well. I have to really go check that out.
I want to see that.
Mount Rushmore
was pretty good, too. There wasn't as much stuff to do there.
Isn't there some other, like, national parks other than, you know, Mount Rushmore and
Crazy Horse.
I know, I mean, obviously you have Yellowstone. I mean, that's not, yeah. I mean, I don't think it's in South Dakota.
I don't think that's more like the Wyoming area.
Glacier National Park is probably, I think that's
Montana, somewhere around.
Anyways,
there.
But yeah, I just, you know, I was just trying to relate to the conversation about, you know, just traveling. I just, you know, I don't, I'll let you guys get back to your show, but
you're all good. Big Nelly, tune in.
Yeah, for real. Yay. I'll see you guys.
All right, see you.
See ya.
All right. Back to the news. We got a little detour there. Crying visa travel is going to be about $8, and you have to renew it pretty much every 6 months, which isn't terrible. And that's pretty much all I have for, like, really big news, current events, things, more talking about, like, government and all that, or government agencies. And whatever
what they're doing
and like the world. So we're gonna take a little break, then we'll get back to a little more entertainment news pop culture side of things. You got movies, and then you got celebrity news, essentially,
is what this next section is sometimes.
So we're gonna get a little PSA from Indianapolis Colt Nyheim Hines. Is he not on the Colts anymore? He is on the Bills. I forgot about that.
He's a football player. He's just a football player. That's what we're going with.
Oh, my goodness. Okay. Former Indianapolis Colts player Nyheim Hines. I'm out of line here.
It's okay.
I've been focusing way too much on baseball lately. All right.
Baseball is cool.
Yes. We'll get back to you in like 30 seconds, and here's a PSA from former Indianapolis Colt Nyheim Hines.
I'm Nyheim Hines, professional football player. No matter the challenges I face every day in the NFL, my mom is always there for me, despite her own struggles with muscular dystrophy. And MDA is there for my mom. At their 150 care centers across the U.S., MDA is the leading organization in research and care for kids and adults with muscular dystrophy, ALS, and related neuromuscular diseases. Join me and learn more at helpmda.org today. Thank you.
And welcome back to the 411. We're going to talk more about pop culture here in a second. We were just talking while that was going on, and Big Nelly brought up a good point. Like, what if you had to get a visa for every state you went to?
I mean, that's how it'd be like in Europe, because when you're in Europe, you're so close to the other countries, you can just basically drive to them.
Oh, yeah. I mean, going from one side of Ireland to the other was only a couple hours. We could have gotten to Wisconsin from here to Wisconsin in the time it took us to get like halfway across the country. So again, beautiful country. So that it's really interesting concept for that road trip I was talking about. We probably would have had to pay like
lots of money.
A lot of money to go to the state.
Well, if it was like half a year for a visa, maybe it would just be $8.
Oh, yeah. I didn't even think about that. But
if you have to buy one for each state.
Yeah, then that would be a lot of money. But still. Going into more celebrity pop culture. Got a little bit of sports in here. Speaking of sports, U.S. Women's World Cup, who's had a great run, the other day just got eliminated in the Sweet 16. Which, heartbreaking loss, really promising team from what I've heard. I'm not a soccer fan myself, but I know I've heard great things about this team, so, and, you know, always good to represent the country, so kind of, or so little sad that they got eliminated. And it was off of a penalty kick, too, so
oh, that
it was
sucks.
Way in, or I think it was, like, way into the game, too, so.
So they would have done better for that.
They put up a lot, if only they just hadn't fouled, which I feel like is a big thing for soccer, at least from what I've seen, because every foul counts, or every card counts, because you can get a penalty kick.
Personally, I don't understand it, because I don't play soccer.
Yeah, I mean, I don't play soccer either, and I don't really get it too much, but, you know, I know a lot of people like it, but hot take, I'm not a soccer guy. Yeah, and then also staying in sports, I'm a big baseball fan. Quick little MLB update.
Baseball.
Love baseball.
Same.
So the Brewers, my favorite team, are still leading the NL Central, closely behind by the Cubs and the Reds. They're both tied for second place with half a game, which is a really, really close, race. I feel like first and second place could go either way. And, yeah, so Brewers won last night, like, 12-1.
My favorite, like, teams are because my parents, and I like the Reds and the Giants. The
Giants, that's an interesting one.
When I was in California earlier this summer, we drove past the Giants.
Oh, yeah, Oracle Park, gotta love, McCovey Cove.
That was my, like, dad's favorite.
All right, we got Big Nelly, who's coming back on to say a little something now that I've mentioned
baseball?
The Reds are in second place.
San Francisco Giants, Lorelei. They have one of the most beautiful stadiums in all of baseball.
It's so pretty, and it's so cool because, like,
it's old school, too. It's right by, you know, the Golden Gate Bridge. You have the bay. I mean,
McCovey Cove.
I mean, it's absolutely gorgeous.
Did you know that there's, like, people will sit in boats in the bay to catch home runs?
Oh, yeah.
I think that's sick, though.
It's so cool.
There's a guy I actually follow on Instagram named McCovey Cove Dave, and he just sits in a kayak for every home Giants game and then goes and fetches home run balls that go into the cove. I think he has, like, I think, or there's been a
hundred. Does he sell the balls?
No, he just keeps them. I think there's been a hundred and something. Balls in the cove, and he's caught, like, 60-something of them.
I'm going to be real quick, real short. So I've been to Busch Stadium, Yankee Stadium, and Great American Ballpark. I'm going to say Great American Ballpark. I'm biased. I'm a Reds fan. It's my favorite stadium out of all of them. I'm going to put, you know, Yankee Stadium number 2 and then Busch Stadium number 3. Sorry to all the Cardinals fans. We're rivals, so I'm not.
Yeah, all three of you.
Yeah, so You know what is crazy, though? Ken Griffey Jr. said if he only had a contract from the Yankees, he would retire from baseball.
Oh, yeah. I know.
And then he went and played for the Reds. It's just a crazy, storyline, because he played, like, almost every team that his father played, is amazing.
Mariners, White Sox, Reds. Like, he went all
Yankees
around.
Yankees, too.
Like, I
want to
play everyone in my
family. I thought his dad played for the Yankees at one point.
I think his dad played for the
Yankees.
Yeah,
that's what I'm saying. But I know he refused to. Went to the Reds, baby. Go Reds. That's all I have to say.
Reds are a good team, yes.
Yeah, still in second place. All right. So we got a close NL wild card race. Right now, the Giants are 3 games ahead. The Phillies are 2.5 games ahead. The Reds are clinching a spot with the Cubs a game back, the Miami Marlins a game and a half back, and who the Reds actually just beat last night, and then the Arizona Diamondbacks 2 games back after being on top of the NL West not too long ago, and then it's not so much of a close race in the AL. We've got or with the wild card at least, we've got the Tampa Bay Rays at the top, who not too long ago were the best record in baseball, and now they're not even first place in their division, so it's crazy to see. Houston Astros are half a game ahead. I'm not even going to say my opinions on the Astros, because I would...
Do you not like the team?
If I said my opinion, I would get heated, and I'm not trying to do that today.
Yeah.
And then the Toronto Blue Jays are clinching a spot. Surprising team. They were my World Series predictions last year, and they didn't make the playoffs. Oh. Oh, no, they did, but they lost in the first round. Then the Mariners, who I've got Julio Rodriguez on my shirt today because he's my favorite player, even though he's not on my team. They're 3 games back, and then the Boston Red Sox are 5 games back, and the New York Yankees are 5.5 games back, still hanging in there after struggling. And then there was a little skirmish between White Sox Tim Anderson and Guardians Jose Ramirez that kind of went viral. Ramirez hit him with they put their dukes up, and they were actually like punching, and Ramirez hit him with a right hook that knocked him to the ground, and it's become a whole thing. Their single A team one of their minor league teams has even made a promotion where they're doing Jose Ramirez week, where every day of this week, if you wear, or there's a whole bunch of stuff, but the biggest one is if you wear a Tim Anderson jersey to a game, you get a free seat in the grass. As a little jab at Tim Anderson.
Like, I would just go buy one just to go sit at a game.
Oh yeah, for sure. I mean, they're really expensive, but I feel like it would be worth it if you could go to every baseball game for a week instead of having to pay ticket prices. This is a short little thing. The Super Bowl is getting their own feed on Nickelodeon, which is what they've been doing for the playoffs the last couple of years. They've had like a couple wild card games on there, and those are always really entertaining. I know Russell Wilson got roasted by Patrick Starr last year, which is just the lowest of lows. Hopefully he can turn around this year, but that's just the lowest of lows.
So
they're getting... Nickelodeon is getting their own Super Bowl feed.
That's really cool.
And I know my dad is listening right now. Dad, if we don't listen in the Nickelodeon feed, you might as well just adopt me out. you might as well just adopt me out, because I'm not... I can't be with a family that won't let me watch the Nickelodeon feed.
Dad.
Yeah,
please
exactly.
Let me watch it.
Exactly. And now, straying from sports, we're going back into music, pop culture.
Real quick.
So, Celine Dion has been struggling with stiff person syndrome for a while now.
Yeah.
Not so much getting better, but, you know, hopefully she'll be okay. I know that's something that quite a few people deal with, but I hope she can get through it.
I do too.
Luke Bryan, country star, cancels his third show in a row because of a head cold.
A lot of fans are mad about that.
Oh, yeah. I mean, a lot of people have went out and seen him play, or really excited to play. So he's canceled his third show. I think it was for a festival because of a head cold, which kind of sucks for all the people that are going to see him.
I mean, if you can't sing, you can't sing.
I mean, yeah, but, you know.
He should just get recordings and lip sync.
No, I feel like that would be way worse, actually, than just canceling it. And I got a couple more headlines. Lizzo has been in a lot of hot water for a hostile work environment. Not gonna go too deep into that because it's a lot, and I don't.
Yeah.
And I've got like a minute left. The iconic Paris Disney store is shutting down after 30 years. It's the biggest store.
Ooh.
When it comes to Disney parks in the world, and they're shutting down because of France's new receipt laws. Mr. Beast, YouTube star, has come out and fought for being one of the, or to try and be the most subscribed YouTuber on the platform, with over 200 million subscribers is what he's trying to get to. We don't have time. Last headline. This one's just something I thought was a little funny. A boy in Bolivia wants to become Spider-Man, so he let a black widow bite him.
Oh, I saw that. Yeah.
He was okay. He was okay. He spent a couple days in the hospital, but he was okay. That's all I've got. We got through all of it. I think that was a pretty good first show. We're going to go to a little... Or another little PSA. And, yeah, tune in every Tuesday from 7:45 to 8:30. We're going to be doing this every week. I'm really excited about this opportunity. And Yeah, this has been the 411. I'm Miles Sprong.
I'm Lorelai Smith.
Lorelai Smith. And yeah, have a great day, Indy. We'll be back with another show in a minute. Yeah, so just enjoy WBDG 90.9 while you're waiting. Have a great night, everyone, or a great day.